Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I will give them eternal life. They will not perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. What the Father has given me is the greatest of all, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. For the Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel passage today is very short. It is only two verses long from the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel. And yet in those two verses, there is the full story of what it is to be a disciple of the Lord. It describes two actions that the disciple must take, and it describes two gifts that the Lord gives. First, one of the actions the disciple must take. My sheep hear my voice. The first job of a disciple of the Lord is to listen. To be open in mind and heart, to hear what it is that God has to say. To be able to put aside prejudgments, to be able to put aside yesterday, and to listen fresh today. My sheep hear my voice. The second point is something that God does, something that the Lord does. I know them. The disciple is intimately known by the Lord. Every strength and every weakness is known and understood by the Lord. There is nothing about any one of us that is hidden from the eyes of the Lord. And the corollary of that is that you and I are profoundly and deeply loved by the Lord. He knows us. And he loves us. The very journey of the spiritual life is to be able to accept that. To accept that deeply within ourselves. We are totally known and fully loved by the Lord. The third step in the Christian life is what flows from that listening and that acknowledgement of the knowledge and love of the Lord. Jesus says of the sheep, they follow me. So it's not only that we must listen, but we must listen and act. We must listen and do. That the job of the disciple is to act. The job of the disciple is to do the work that the Lord has called one to do. That in the dailiness of one's life, That is the work of God. It is done in a way that is to bring glory to God and to proclaim to others the generosity and the goodness and the love of God for them. And finally, Jesus says, "And I will give them everlasting life." Those who hear my voice, those whom I know, those who follow me, to them I will give everlasting life. But it all begins with listening. It all begins with listening. I was talking to an elderly person the other day, a person in their early 90s, and I said to that person, if you had to do it all over again, what would you change, if anything? And the person said, I think I would listen more, and I think I would be kinder.